啊，弟兄姐妹平安。
啊、peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
今天台上站了两位重量级的人物。
Today we have a two heavyweight on the stage. Two heavy guy.
翻得很正确哈，是两个比较有宽度的站在上面。
We have a huge mass.
啊，因为冯涛弟兄啊，泰米家外出度假。
Barnabas, Brother Barnabas is on vacation.
Yeah, 也希望在祷告中纪念他们出他们住的平安。
So, I want our brothers and sisters to remember them in your prayer. So, when they get out, come back and have a safety in their trip.
Yeah, 不止我们牧者出了平安，也祷告我们很多弟兄出门在外，他们出了平安。
So not only our minister, their travel have a peace and God with you, and also a lot of brothers and sisters were traveling and or is traveling. We also remember them in our prayer.
因为我们都是一家人。
Because we are in the family.
因为我们因着主成为一家人。
Because Lord, we are in one family.
有个小朋友说，因为主，我们一家是人。
And one little child said that, well, because of Lord, we are a people.
好，我们低头，我们祷告。
So let's bow our head and pray.
他的父神，我们献上感谢的心。
Heavenly Father, we give our thanks.
我们谢谢你，我们主日能够来到你面前，一同敬拜你，一同荣耀你的名。
We thank you. We come to this day. We come to worship you and glorify your name.
主带领我们，让我们每一次的聚集都不再一样。
Lord, help us so that every time when we gather together, we are being refreshed.
因着你，我们生命得到改变。
Because of you, our life be changed.
因着你，我们知道我们所走的路是神你所引导的。
Because of you, we know that the path we're walking is that you want us to walk.
主真的是预备我们的心。
Lord, prepare our heart.
让听的人讲的人。
For those who are speak and those who hear.
都从主那边得到话语的喂养与供应
and fed by the word of God from the Holy Spirit and God
再把这次聚会完全交托在你的手中
commit today's gathering into thy hand
你的名被高举被荣耀我们谢谢你
May your name be lifted up high be glorified we thank you
我们这样祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督的圣名
such a name is in praise in the name of Christ
Amen今天跟大家分享的题目是家。
The topic I want to share with you today is the family.
那可能有人想说，我为什么会想这个题目
？And people think, okay, why I think about this topic?
有人想说，可能是我们家全家都不在。
Because someone think our family is not here.
但是我想到这个家的这个问题。
The reason I think about this topic.
是在几个礼拜前，我在 YouTube 听到一首歌。
Because a couple of weeks ago in YouTube, I hear a song.
这首歌是为了台湾921地震所写的一首歌。
And that song was written for Taiwan's earthquake a couple of years ago.
这首歌说我想要有个家。
And that song name is I want a home, I want a family.
那时候我在想。
At that time I was thinking.
我想要一个是什么样一个家。
What kind of family, what kind of home I want.
是不是我的妻子我的孩子在一起的这个家我就满足了
Is that my wife and the children around me that I will be content
还是我想要有一个家
I want a family
当我老的时候我还是非常的 enjoy
When I getting older I'm still really enjoy
所以今天我在思考这个家是会有这个题目的存在
So today actually when I talk about this topic I had this content in it
我想有个家
And I want a family. I want a home.
不要微信跟印度讲说釜山在想你呢。
And I don't tell 印度 that I was missing her.
Yeah, 我很想他们。
Yeah, I really miss them.
Yeah, 但是这不是今天的主题。
But that's not the topic for today.
Yeah. 好吧，我们先一起，我们念一段经文。
Let's read together Psalm 127 and verse 1.
诗篇127篇第一节，夜晴。若不是耶和华建造，建造人就枉然劳力；若不是耶和华看守城池，看守的人就枉然警醒。感谢神，愿神祝福他自己的话语。
Thank God, may God bless His word.
What?
你看到这个想说这个到底是什么奖品啊
？And when you see the sign, what is this?
什么最重要
？What is the most important thing?
当初我在想画一幅图在这边。
When I try to put the PowerPoint together, I think about to put a picture here.
这个图呢，原来我的构想是一个人开着车子撞到一只鹿。
First thought I was the picture I'm thinking about is a person drive a car and hit a deer.
但是后来想到我们今天是联合崇拜，所以这个画面有点比较不适合。
Then I thought, well, today we have worship together and have children there may not be that proper that picture.
但是呢，车子、人跟路发生这个事故的时候，什么最重要？
But I try to carry a point, and a car, person, a deer, when this accident happened, which one is most important?
我想住在 Idaho 的人都很多听过这样的事情。
I think people living in Idaho know this.
那我听到这个故事呢，是在去年在我们组里面。
I had this story in our group, in the place of where I work.
我们的组总共九个人。
In our group, we have nine people.
那有一个同事，他的弟弟，他在 Highway 55号开车的时候，晚上撞到一头鹿。
And one of my colleague, his brother, was driving a car on Highway 55, and at night, and hit a deer.
然后大家开始问问题。
And then everybody started to ask questions.
所以这里面有三个，一个是人，一个车子。一个是路
and there are three things here a car and a people and a deer
OK 好我们来做一个统计问一下哈
so I'm doing a survey here
这九个人里面
and there's nine colleagues I have in our group
你认为他会问车子有没有问题的请举手
how many people think he will ask for car
第一个先问
the first ask for car how many believe you will
OK, 车子有没有问题？好，放下。
All right.
第二个会问人有没有问题的，请举手。第一个问，第一个问 ，first question.
This man has a problem.
好，请放下。那第一个会问那个鹿有没有问题的，请举手。
And the first one ask deer how many people.
好，请放下。我拿水不是去抓鹿。我们九个人当中，八个人问了一个问题。
And eight out of nine people in our group ask one question.
那一只鹿到底怎么了
？How's that deer? How was that deer?
再来啊，第二个问题。
So second question.
好，第一个问完鹿了嘛哈？那第二个问题，先问人还先问车子？
And okay, so the first one people ask deer, and then I'll let you guess, car and people, which one go the second one?
好，认为是问人的举手。
How many people think it's ask people?
好，放下。认为问车子的。
Ask for car.
因为有第一个问题，你就大概知道第二个问题是问什么了。
I think because the answer for the first question that you probably guessed what the second one people will ask.
第二个问的真的是你车子到底怎么了
？The truly that they we do ask what happened to your car，
那就剩下一个问题了。
And of course, there's one left.
后来一个人想到说，哎，你弟弟有没有事情
？And finally, there's one person say, Hey, is your brother okay？
所以就这样嘣，所以什么是最重要的
？And then I said, Wow, that's I put that picture here. So what's most important？
今天我的题目。是家
So today my topic is a family.
我想讲到家的时候，我们想到一个是我们的家庭。
And when we talk about the family, of course, the first thing we thought about is our home, our family.
那也想到教会这个家。
And we also think about church, this home, our family.
再来做一个统计。
So I want to do a survey again.
认为我会讲到我们的家庭的，举手。
And when we talk about family, think about our own home.
你认为我讲那个家庭的，请举手。
Which I'm talking about.
Okay.
Our home.
好，谢谢。那你认为我讲教会这个家，请举手。
And if I think I'm talking about church family, how many?
那还有呢？那你认为什么都讲的呢
？And both.
不是 A 就是 B 就是 C。好。
A, B, C, they are all covered.
最近我在跟高中生分享威斯敏斯特的小要理问答。
Recently, we have a class with the high school student that this is the Westminster Short Catechism.
这个小要理问答总共107题。
And this short catechism total have 107 question and answer.
那我希望说用七个礼拜的时间跟高中生能够很快的看过一遍。
And we plan to use like a 7 week over the summer that goes through with our high school student.
在这些问题当中，第一条相当的重要。
And in this 107 question answer, the first one actually the most important one.
第一题问说，人的首要目的是什么
？And the question is that what is the chief end of a man?
他答案是。人生的首要目的是荣耀上帝，并以他为乐，直到永远。
And the answer is that man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever.
我跟高中生讲说，这一个非常非常非常的重要。
I told our high school student that is very 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 important.
对他翻了三次，所以是非常非常非常重要。
And yeah, that's important thing is three times to repeat.
我跟他们讲说，当你去到大学。出了社会工作的时候，你可能会遇到很多不一样的宗教理论。
And I said when you go to university, go to the society, and you may encounter a lot of different religious theory.
有的可能是强调成功。
And some may emphasize success.
有的可能强调是医治。
Some may emphasize the healing.
有的可能强调就是说，这是你要说方言。
And some may focus on speaking tongue.
有人讲说，你真的是你要着重在真的是诗歌敬拜。
And some say you got to focus on the singing and worship.
这些都很好。
And they're all good, could be.
但是你把它放在这个的问题当中。
But if you put in this, in light of this, the first question answer of a short catechism.
所有这些是在荣耀上帝吗？
And you want to ask yourself all these things whether they glorify God.
是以神为乐直到永远吗
？Is that enjoy God forever? Leads you to enjoy God forever?
我跟这高中生讲说，不管遇到什么，你们把这一个拿出来问自己。
And I said, well, I told that high school student, whatever you encountered, and you want to bring this out and ask yourself.
哥林多前书十章三十一节。所以你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行。
First Corinthians 10:31. So whatever you eat or drink, that whatever you do, do all to glorify of God.
我们在讲到家的时候，我们通常想到是我们自己的家。
When we talk about the family, we typically think about our own family.
但是在提摩太前书三章十五节，教会是永生神的家。
But in 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15 is made very clear that church is the family of eternal God.
提摩太前书三章十五节这样讲说，倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家里当中怎样行。这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。
1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15 is showing on the screen.
所以我今天要讲的是两个家，实际上也只有一个家。
So today I looks like talk of two family, but I'm talking actually just one family.
很多时候我们把教会这个家跟这两个家两个是分开的。
Sometimes a lot of times we separate our own home from a church family.
我们在家里不能做的，我们在教会什么都做。
The church we can at home we didn't do, at the church we do.
我们在家里做了，我们在教会啥都不做。
And at church, we, at family, we do our own home, but in the church, we don't do.
我们在教会里面该做，我们回家都不做。
The church we should do, we don't do at home.
我们在教会里面不能做，回家什么都做。
And the church we cannot do, we do it at home.
但是我们希望我们这个家是两个合一的，不只是你的家，教会的家是一个合一的家。
And what I want and I pray that the both church should be combined into one.
好不好？那我们再念这一段话，一起来念这一句话。也请。
So let's read this again.
若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力；若不是耶和华看守城池，看守的人就枉然警醒。不管是哪一个家
，Whether which family，
有神在其中才是最重要的。
If God is there, that's the most important thing.
有人把中国是这个家呢这样解释的。
And someone interpret this family in this way.
家呢是一个房子。
And family is a house.
下面是什么？下面是猪。
And what is behind a house is what? In the character of Chinese, in the bottom of the family, 家。
所以呢，但是是不是真的一个建筑里面住了一条猪呢？我想不是，是人在里面。
If you look at a character, Chinese character, then the top is a house and the bottom is a pig. But actually, its family is not house, live a pig.
所以今天呢，我们来思想这个 family 的时候，像这个家的时候，我们从六个方面来思想这个问题。
So today when we think about this family, I want to look at from six perspectives.
从这些方面来看，有什么事我们应当做没做的，有什么事我们不应当做而做的。
And I want, hope that we can look at together, see what things in the family we should do, we haven't do yet, and what things we do, but we should not do.
我想第一个呢，是讲到家呢，不管是个人家或者教会这个家，是要有团契、有敬拜。
And so the first things I want to say, the family, the first thing, whether it's at home or at a church, first thing we should have is should have a fellowship and a worship.
我们简练出埃及记第八章第一节一二情。
Let's read together. 耶和
华吩咐摩西说：“你进去见法老，对他说：耶和华这样说。”容我的百姓去，好事侍奉。当神救赎了我们的时候，那只是第一步。
When God delivers, that's the first step.
神救赎我们是要我们能够去侍奉他，去敬拜他。
And God saves us, want us to worship Him and serve Him.
这就对应到刚才小儿要理问答的第一条。
And that's just corresponding to the first question answer in the short catechism.
我们一生是要来荣耀神。
Our life is to glorify God.
我们来念一下希伯来书第十章第二十五节。
Let's read Hebrew chapter 10 verse 25.
要请，你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯的人。但要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。我们想想聚会。
If we think about our gathering,
什么当做，什么不当做
？And what should we do, and what should not do?
昨天在。弟兄早餐会当中
yesterday we have a brother's breakfast.
有个弟兄分享他的老母亲
and a brother shared his mother.
虽然这位老母亲身体不是很好
even though she's not very well in her physical condition.
但是精神好的时候她总想去聚会。
And when she was good situation, she all want to go to a church.
这个让我感触很深。
And this make me feel deeply moved.
在我们现在当中，我们很多时候是
尽量想不去聚会就不要去聚会。
And sometimes we try to escape the church gathering.
因为我们太方便了，我们不看重聚会。
Because this is so a routine, so easy to come to a church, so we don't value the gathering.
我记得跟弟兄姐妹好多年前分享过。
I remember many years I shared with you guys.
就是当我看到在中国大陆的聚会，在新加坡的聚会，跟在美国的聚会。
When I compare with the church worship gathering in China, in Singapore, and in U.S.
在中国大陆聚会的时候，大家必须要赶快去。
In China, I saw that when they have the worship gathering, that people have to go there pretty quick.
因为可能会没位置。
Because it will be you don't have a seat.
而且有时候你可能要坐大巴坐很久。
And sometimes you got to travel, take on the bus a long time to go to the place you can worship.
所以他们要很早去。
So they have to go out very early.
当我到新加坡去看他们聚会的时候。
When I went to Singapore and when I watched their gathering.
他们很多人开车。
A lot of people drive.
但是呢停车位离很远。
But the parking lot is far, far away.
停车位也有限。
And also very limited.
所以他们早早开车找停车位。
So those drivers, they have to go there early, so they can have a parking place.
再回来看到我们美国的时候。
So when I come back to the U.S.
我们停车位很多。
We have a lot of parking lot.
我们聚会的时候车子很少。
And we have a less car.
因为我们不担心停车位的问题。
So we don't need to worry about the parking spot.
所以我可以慢慢来聚会。
So I can just come slowly.
我们会有很多的理由。
We have a lot of reason.
但是我们是不是真的把神当神看？
So we got to think about whether we treat God as God.
台湾有一位总统是基督徒。
And in Taiwan there's a Christian, is a president, he is a Christian.
他每个礼拜天参加聚会，如果允许的话。
Every Sunday you went to worship, if it's allowed.
聚会呢，从十点到十一点。
And church worship starts from 10 to 11.
你想这个总统会几点到？
What do you think that president when he will arrive?
他是重要人物。
Obviously he's an important person.
十点十分。
10:10.
十点二十，诗歌唱完了。
10:20 after singing.
十点四十，讲道讲完了。
10:40 after the message is almost finished.
这位老总统，9:50到教会。
And this president actually come to church 9:50.
因为他看重神的家。
Because he values the family, God's family.
那我们是想在聚会的敬拜当中的时候，我们是不是看重神的家？
So, let's think about when we come to worship, do we value God's family?
当你回到你自己家的时候，
When you go back to your own home,
你是会想要说我赶快回家，还是说我能够在外面待多久就待多久？
Don't you think I will go home as soon as possible? You probably don't think I want to wander outside as much as I can.
教会这个家。
And the church is a family.
我们个人的家。
It's all our family.
都要敬重神。
And whether in church family and our own family, we need to honor God.
求神帮助我们，真的是在神的家中或者个人家中，我们是有团契，我们有敬拜。
And may God help us. So whether in this big church family and our own church family, we have a fellowship, we have a worship.
很多时候我们敬拜只在教会当中。
And a lot of times we only fellowship or worship in church.
Oops. 不小心我按到了。很多时候我们在教会很属灵。
A lot of times we at church we can speak very, very various spiritual word.
我们敬拜的时候，我们高声的唱歌，我们举手，我们敬拜。
And in the worship, we sing him loudly, and we lift our hand.
回到家的时候
，And we go back to home, our family.
对，说不该说的话
，And we say something we should not say.
做不该做的事
，And do something we should not do.
好像我们聚会敬拜只有在礼拜天
，And it seems like our worship is only on a Sunday morning.
求神帮助我们，让我们的敬拜不是只有礼拜天。
And may Lord help us so that our worship is not just on Sunday.
我们敬拜是每一天的。
And our worship actually is every day.
因为神是我们的主。
Because the Lord, God is our Lord.
不是在教会，只有在教会是我们的主。
God is not only our Lord at church.
在我们家，他也是我们的主。
When we're at our home, He is our Lord as well.
有一个姐妹，她的老祖父每个礼拜天主日敬拜的时候，她都会很早预备。
And I know there's a sister, his grandfather, every time a Sunday worship, he always went and prepared pretty early.
他是一个农夫。
And he is a farmer.
为了礼拜天他能够敬拜。
Just for he can worship on Sunday.
他把礼拜天一大早当做的事情，他把提早给做完了。
And he just finished everything that Sunday is supposed to do. He do it before that.
所以他能够预备去敬拜神。
So that he can prepare himself to worship God.
他每次他从田里回来，他就洗完澡，穿完西装，高高兴兴的去聚会。
And he got up early and we finished the work in the field and go back and take shower, put on his suit and then go to church.
他忙不忙呢?
Is he busy?
农夫是很忙的。
Farmer is very busy.
但是他知道说上帝更重要。
But he knows that God is much more important.
帮助我们，让我们神不只在教会是我们的神，在家也是我们的神。
So may Lord help us that God is not only God when we're in church and God is our God when we're at home.
很多时候我们来教会敬拜的时候，
A lot of times we come to church to worship.
我们好像 感觉上是给牧师面子。
We think that we just do a minister a favor.
刚才我提到台湾那个老总统。
I think when I think about this, the old president, in Taiwan.
他如果礼拜天不能聚会的时候
，Every time when he cannot come to church on Sunday,
他会吩咐他的侍卫去跟牧师讲说：“我今天有事，我不能聚会。
”He will send his guard go to the church and tell the minister that I cannot come to church today.
但是有一次
，But One time,
聚会开始了。
Church started, worship started.
侍卫也跟牧师讲说，今天老总统不来了。
And the minister, the guard told the minister that the president will not come today.
10:10，老总统出现在教会的门口。
10:10, the president actually showed up in the church's door.
在台上讲到的牧师不晓怎么办。
And the minister don't know what to say when the minister is already standing on the pulpit.
因为他是总统。
Because he is the president.
那我需不需要去真的是跟他问好？
Should I go down to greet him?
但是我现在是传讲神的道。
But I'm preaching God's word.
他就头低下来。
So the minister bowed down his head.
当作没看到。
And he just appeared, didn't see him.
这个老总统
and this president
头低低的
and also bow his head
赶快跑去他的位置上
and quickly move to his seat and sit down
聚会后
after the gathering
这个牧师跑去跟老总统讲
and the minister went to the president
他说对不起我没有去迎接你
I'm sorry I didn't agree you
老总统说
and the president said
对不起我迟到了
sorry I was late
很多时候我们在教会敬拜的时候我们是有这样一个心尊主伟大
when we worship God when we come to church to worship God do we have the heart to truly honor God
教会的家，自己的家，我们也要团契，我们要敬拜。
But in church family, our family, we should have a fellowship and worship.
我们教会敬拜，我们回家一样要能够敬拜。
And we worship at church, we worship at home too.
我们在教会里面，我们说神感谢赞美主。
And in church, we said we thank God.
回到家，我们一样要能够说感谢赞美主。
When we go to home, we should be the same way. We should say thank God.
来，给你们一分钟的时间。
And I'll give you 1 minute.
我们是否注意到这几周谁没来聚会？然后另外一个问题，我有多少次向新来的人问个好？好，给你一分钟，你看一下。
I'll just give you 1 minute and I'll just say, look around. Do you notice that someone didn't come today?
Okay. 你注意到谁没来了
and you notice who didn't come.
看一下看一下
Just look around.
你都有坐的固定位置，你不用看很远，你不用从这边看到我这里来哈，你就看看你周围。
Just around you and see how many which one didn't come.
看完了哈。好，在你周围你注意到有谁上礼拜现在没来的举手，你有注意到的举手。
And you notice that someone didn't come this week, but they came last week. You noticed.
PT.Kevin?
That's okay.
Kevin didn't come.
还有谁注意到呢
And who else?
那如果你常没来的话，这个问题就答不来了，因为你自己都没来了。
If you didn't come for several times, then you probably can answer that question because you don't know.
还有谁呢
And who?
你放完Pastor.
Pastor didn't come.
Yeah, 牧师不在哈，黄道方不在。还有没有
？Anyone else notice that?
谁？金辉。好。那以前常在坐在这里有谁呢？有谁注意到了呢？表阿姨，还有呢
？Samuel.
Samuel, OK. 然后以前坐在这边有位。长者，大家记得谁吗
？Do you remember someone often sit here? It's a elder couple.
嗯，大家记不记得我们的 Frankie 老姐妹
？Do you remember Frankie?
那因为她今天坐到这边来的。
Frankie actually today sitting here.
我会问这个问题是
，The reason I'm asking this question is.
很久以前发生一件事情，那我心里面很难过。
A long time ago, this one thing happened. Make me pretty sad in my heart.
有一次主日聚会。
One time there's a Sunday worship.
有一位执事没来。
And a deacon didn't come.
那我第一个想法是什么
？The first thing I thought.
我想这个执事怎么那么偷懒
？And I think this deacon was so lazy.
后来我问了一下
，and later I'm checked，
他造成的执事生病
，and now this deacon got sick。
那时候我在思考一个问题
，and I was thinking that time，
我们在教会当中，我们是不是 available accountable？And
I was thinking in the church as a family member， are we available and accountable？
我刚才问那个问题说你是不是注意到谁不在
And I was asking whether you noticed somebody didn't come and absent today
不只是我们要去关怀别人
It's not only we want to take care of other people
我们也要让人知道你
And we also want people to know
你今天要出门了你是不是有跟你家人讲说你要去哪里会不会
And if you go out today, you travel, would you tell your family members that I would go out?
你一定会嘛，对不对
？And you will be there.
不然的话，你会认为是让你家人认为你离家出走了。
And if you do that, a family member will think you just leave the home or something.
教会是一个家。
And the church is a family.
当你要出去的时候，你里面那肢体知道说你要去哪里。
When you go out and you want to, your family member know where you go.
我想我们很少做到这件事。
And I think a lot of times we neglect this type of thing.
但是自从那个只是发生那件事情了以后
，And since then，
我想到说我们是不是愿意敞开我们自己给别人看得到
？And I was thinking about whether we willing to open ourselves and let other people see it.
所以每次我要出门之前
，So every time when I go out，
我都会在执事的微信群
，And I was in Deacon's WeChat group。
我跟所有执事讲说我什么时候不在去哪里干啥去了
And I told the deacons there where I go do what
我们在家里这么做
And
我们在教会的家是不是也应当这样来做
We do this at home so in our church family we should do that as well
求神帮助我们
And I pray that God help us
我们要去关怀别人
And we will care about other people.
我们也愿意敞开我们自己
And also,
在人面前
we willing to open ourselves, in the church.
有时候很难
sometimes it will be difficult.
但是如果教会是一个家的时候
But if a church is a family,
为什么我们没办法做
Why shouldn't we do that?
我记得在很多年前我在美国南部那边工作聚会的时候
I remember many years ago, I was southern part of the United States. I was work there and worship there.
有一次上主日学
And one day it's a Sunday school.
有个弟兄问说，你们有没有这个礼拜来要感谢祷告的事情？
And a brother asked, said, "You come this week. Do you have anything to pray, need to be prayed for or thankful?"
整个主日学是安静的。
And this whole Sunday school class is be silent.
回去我跟印祖说
And when we go home, I talk to 印祖。
我说这些人真的不可造就。
I said those people are really unteachable.
一周来难道都没有高兴的事？难道都没有痛苦的事吗
？Is that whole week?Doesn't have anything to thank for, happy to thank for, or painful thing to be prayed for.
难道没有什么事情可以跟弟兄姐妹分享吗？
There's nothing can be shared with brothers and sisters.
但是忽然一个声音来到我心中。
When I say that, there's a voice in my heart.
那个声音说你是主内的肢体吗？
And the voice basically said, are you the member of the body of the Christ?
过去一周当中你有没有发生什么好的事什么不好的事
And do you have things happen to you good or bad in the past week
为什么你没办法分享
Why you didn't share
你是家中的成员吗
Are you the member of a family
从此以后让我有很大的改变
From there on there's a great change in me
我是神家中的一份子
I'm a member of a church family
我应该有 involve
I should get involved.
我不只是坐着观看。
I'm not just sit there as a bystander.
当神的家的时候，需要每个人共同来摆上。
So, the Swan family need all member to be together.
从此以后，对我在侍奉上、分享上有很大的改变。
And that actually helped a lot in my serving God in the church, and I share myself with the brothers and sisters.
就是帮助我们让我们真的在神的家中的时候我们是 accountable, available
and just pray that God help us so that each one of us can be in God's family available and accountable
一个愿意的心去关怀别人
so we have a willing heart to help to care about other people
有一个愿意的心被人来关怀
and we also have a willing heart to be cared be taken care of
关怀别人很容易
And sometimes it's easy to care about other people.
被关怀有时候是面子的问题，有时候很多问题我们不愿意。
And sometimes be taken care of because of a face, saving face or something we don't want.
但是教会既然是神的家的时候
But if church is the family of God
我们愿意开 open 我们自己来被关怀来被爱
And we should be willing to open ourselves So to be cared and to be take cared
在自己家里面你们受伤你受伤害的时候你需要有人来安慰你
In a family if you're hurt you should have somebody to comfort you
当你在教会的时候
If
you
have a difficult, you need somebody to comfort you, help you.
我们在神里面，我们是一个家。
And in the family, in church, in God, we are a family.
在腓立比书第二章第四节，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别的人的事。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 4 not looking to your own interests but each of you to the interests of the others
我想我们都可以做得到不单顾自己的事也顾别人的事但是呢我们也那么开放我们自己让别人也顾一点我们的事
And I think here we learn how to not only care about our own interests and care about other interests and also we have an open heart that other people can care about our interests
True.
So we can grow up in Christ in the Lord together.
有人说过这样一句话，在教会当中 ，coming together is a beginning, keeping together is a progress, working together is success in Christ. 你翻中文吧。
有人说过这样的话，就是说到一起来是第一步，然后在一起是进步，然后在一起工作在一起是在基督里的成功。
Yeah, 求神帮助我们，那我们真的是不只是我们聚在一起，那我们真的能够合在一起，
so,
能够一起为主来摆上。
So may Lord help us. We're not only coming together, we're keeping together, and expect we can also work together for the sake of God.
在 FAM, right?
So let's think about the third things about the family, FAM, that third character alpha in the family word.And the word of God.
M 呢是读上帝的话语，是想神的话语。
And is meditate God's word, study God's word.
我们一起来念诗篇第一篇一到二节，一二请。不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不做亵慢人的座位，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人便为有福。诗篇一百一十九篇九十七，请我何等爱慕你的律法，终日不住的思想。一十九篇一百零五节，你的话是我脚前的灯，是我路上的光。约书亚记一章八节，这律法书不可离开你的口，总要昼夜思想。好使你谨守遵行这书上所写的一切话，如此你的道路就可以凡事顺利。从这几节经文当中，让我们看到我们是要每日昼夜思想上帝的话。
From those passages we just read, we know that God wants us to every day to meditate and study God's word.
我们不只只有在礼拜天神的家里面我们来读上帝的话
It's not just on Sunday in God's family we read God's word
我们在自己的家里要每天读上帝的话
In our home we should read God's word every day
很多时候我们也想教育我们的下一代成为成功的下一代
And we all want to teach our children our next generation to be successful generation
但是圣经告诉我们我们是不是有培养敬虔的下一代
But God was reminding us whether we raise a godly generation
在神的家中读神的话语，在自己的家里要读神的话语。
In church we read God's word. In our own family we read God. We read God's word.
在去年的12月底的时候，我跟我们这些小朋友问过一个问题。
Last year in the end of December, I asked our children a question.
整本圣经有多少经文，多少节经文？
And the question I was asking is how many verses in the Bible?
1200, OK? How many
chapters? 多少？ How
many? 你们猜一下。
Give a guess.
多少？整本圣经。
Whole Bible.
25,000. 两 ,OK, 25,000. 还有没有？ Tom?多少？31,000。还有没有
？Any guess? Any more guess?
旧约，我想这就要是看你用哪一本圣经。那这个是从 NIV 出来的哈。
It depends on which version. This is according to NIV.
在旧约大概是有23,000，新约是8,000。
Old Testament is about 23,000, and New Testament is about 8,000.
总共大概是31,000。
And total together is 31,000.
那时候我在问这个青少年这些学生一个问题。
And ask those our young children and youth a question.
八千个经文在五个月之内有可能把它念完吗？
And 8,000 verses in New Testament, is it possible to finish it in 5 months?
所以我给这些学生一个挑战。
So I give them a challenge.
我跟他们讲说那时候是在十二月底，然后说
at that time is the end of December last year.
我说我希望在 semester 结束的时候你们能够达标。
And I hope that in this semester, this second semester end, by that time you can finish the New Testament.
最近有机会跟几个小朋友谈过。
And today recently I have a chance to talk to some of those children.
有好几个小朋友，他们在五月底就达标了。
And a lot of them actually by the end of May they finished.
我想问问大人。
And I want to ask adult.
我们是不是每天读经？
Do we read the Bible every day?
值得我们去思考。
And we need to think about that.
我们是只有在礼拜天在教会读经？
And we just read Sunday.
我们教会当做是我在家里做的吗？
And the church, what do we do in church? Do I do it in home?
可能你会问我，我念了吗？
And they ask me if I'm read.
我也跟着小朋友一起读。
And just because I want to read with the children,
我五个月
and it's 5 months,
我用另外一种语言
and I use a different language,
我把整本圣经念完了
I read once about the whole Bible.
有没有时间？我想是看你的心在哪里。
And a lot of times, whether we have a time, it's really whether we have a heart.
我跟你们讲说我练完的时候不是在标榜说我能我多厉害。
And when I say I finished that reading, it's not try to boast myself how great.
我只是传递一个信息说当我们教导下一代说你要怎么做的时候你自己是不是能够做得到。
I just want to convey a thought is when we teach our next generation, our children, what to do, can you do it yourself?
我们希望培养一个成功的下一代。
And we want to raise a successful next generation.
还是我希望培养一个是敬虔的下一代。
Or whether we want to raise a generation is a godly.
以赛亚书53:12，这边让我们讲到主耶稣为我们的代求。
Isaiah chapter 53 verse 12, he prophesied that Jesus prayed for us.
我们简练这张话，也请。
Let's read together.
所以我要使他与伟大的同分，与强盛的均分乳，因为他家命倾倒，以至于死，他也被列在罪犯之中，他却担当多人的罪，又为罪犯代求。神担当我们的罪，为我们代求。
And God bear our sin and will pray for us.
在我们自己的家中，我们为家人来代求。
In our home, we pray for our church family member.
我们在教会当中，我们是也同样这样子做吗
？And in church, are we do the same thing?
提摩太前书二章一节，我劝你必要为万人恳求、祷告、代求、祝谢。
First Timothy chapter 2 verse 1 said, I urge then first of all petitions, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for all people.
我们都会为我们自己的家人求。
And I think we all pray for our family member.
我们会为我们的教会肢体来祷告吗？
And we should we pray for our church member, church body?
值得我们去思考。
And we want to think about that.
礼拜二发生一件事情让我很感动。
Tuesday, last Tuesday, the one thing happened, I'm kind of deeply moved.
礼拜二中午。
And Tuesday morning, lunchtime.
Joshua 打电话给我。
Joshua called me.
他说他的肚子不舒服。
And, he said his stomach is kind of uncomfortable.
星期二祷告会的时候要出门之前我再问他他说不舒服。
And Tuesday, before the prayer meeting, I called him again, and he said, well, the discomfort is still there.
祷告会当中。
And in the prayer meeting,
我请求弟兄姐妹为加索来祷告。
And I asked brother and sister to pray for Joshua.
祷告会结束后。
And after prayer meeting,
弟兄姐妹不是就祷告会完了以后就离开了。
And brother and sister is not just left.
他说你赶快打电话问加索他怎么样
and、they said they stayed and asked me said, why don't you call Joshua see what happened now
那时候让我感觉到这是一个神的家
and at that time I just deeply moved I think that's what the family means
我打电话的时候加索跟我说爸爸好很多了
and I called and Joshua told me so it's much better now
我跟加索说有多人在为你祷告
and I told Joshua there's lots of people pray for you
我在跟 Joshua 讲话当中的时候
When I talk to Joshua
很多弟兄姐妹也在旁边说问 Joshua 好
And brothers around me talk over the phone call tell say hello to Joshua
这个对我来讲是一个很深的感触
And that's kind of very made a very impression in me
这是一个祷告的家
And this is a family of a prayer
这是一个关心人的家
And this is the family that I care about.
求神帮助我们。
And may the Lord help us.
不止我们关心我们自己家里的人。
We not only care about our own family member.
也为教会的肢体来代祷。
And I'll pray for the body of Christ in this church.
但是这回到我们第二天讲到了 available 的时候，是不是你也愿意敞开你自己，让人为你来祷告
？And also one thing I want to mention is that when we talk about available, Not only we pray for people, would you be open yourself so people can pray for you?
这个祷告所带出来不只是医治。
And the prayer is not only bring a healing.
而且让 Joshua 知道说有人在为他祷告。
And also let Joshua know that someone is praying for him.
也让他知道说在主的家中有人为他祷告。
And then let him know in God's family someone is praying for him.
这个年轻人他以后遇到什么事情我们不知道
I don't know this young man what he will be encountered in the future
但是他知道说在神的家中有人为他祷告
But he knows that in God's family someone will pray for him
你是否也知道在神的家中有人为你祷告
And do you know that in God's family that someone is pray for you
你是否愿意为神的家中的人来祷告
And are you willing to pray for the member of God's family?
最后讲到 L 呢？
And then the next one is L, love.
路加福音第十章第二十七节，我们一起来念。他回答说，你要尽心尽力尽意爱主你的神，又爱邻舍如同自己。我想讲到爱的时候，大家都知道神是慈爱的。
When I talk about love, I think everyone knows God is love.
但是这个地方让我们看到是先爱谁。
But here we can see that love God first.
要让我们先爱神。
And I want us to love God first, and then we can love our neighbors.
当我们没办法爱神的时候，我们爱人只是血肉肢体的爱。
If we cannot truly love God, the love people, love our neighbor is just our flesh.
当我还没在信主之前，
When I was, before I was a Christian,
那时候印主已经是基督徒了。
At that time, 印主is a Christian.
我们到美国来，
We come to the United States.
我发觉我非把印主给救出来不可。
And I find I need to save Yin Zhu from this, all those things. I gotta save her.
基督教就这么一本黑黑的。
And the Christian is just this little black book.
但是在我们家，我们书柜上有好多好多，不管是佛教，很多哲学书，我们家有很多的书。
But at our home, we have a lot of book about Buddhism, philosophy.
这本书有用吗？
And is that book useful?
我自认为这是一个很孝顺的人。
I think I'm a very good child.
我想那是因为人的骄傲。
And I think it's because of a people's a person's pride.
我认为这本书里面没有讲到我们中国的孝顺。
And I think this book didn't talk about Chinese.Type of virtue.
但是我自己真的是一个孝顺的人吗？
But if I think about that I a person honor my parents,
我跟很多人分享过。
I share with a lot of people.
当我大学毕业的时候，
When I graduated from the college,
我是第一名毕业的。
I graduated the first class, first in class.
当我妈妈要来参加毕业典礼的时候，
When my mother will come to the graduation.
我有一点不愿意让他来。
I was kind of unwilling for her to come.
因为她是一个没有文化的。
Because she is uneducated. She was uneducated.
她来参加我毕业典礼的时候，
When she came to my graduation,
典礼结束了，
and the ceremony ended.
我跟我妈说，你赶快回家吧。
I told my mom, said, well, just go home now.
我不想让人知道说我妈是一个没有文化。
Because I don't want people know that my mother is uneducated, was uneducated.
我认为我自己是一个很孝顺的人。
And I always think I'm a person honor my parents.
以我的标准。
According to my own standard.
当我以这样的标准来看圣经的时候，
When I use my own standard to look at the Bible,
我看到很多的问题。
I saw a lot of problems.
圣经里面说，让死人去埋葬死人，你来跟从我。
And the Bible talks about a story. One person says his father dead, and he needed to bury his father. And the Bible said, "Let the dead bury the dead, and you follow me."
中国的孝道在哪里
？And where is Chinese way of honor your parents?
经过多年以后
，And many years ago, many years later,
两年以后，当我在读到十诫的时候。
When I read the Tenth Commandment,
第五戒
and the fifth one,
第五戒是什么？
What's the fifth one of the Tenth Commandment?
啊啊啊啊 OK, James. OK, 感谢神。有谁记得中文的？
Who remember the Chinese in terms of Ten Commandments?
不是你已经翻到圣经了。
Or you already turned your Bible?
有谁翻到圣经可以翻一下？
可能都不知道从圣经从哪里出来。当孝敬父母怎么样？在世的日子得以长久。当我看到这句话的时候，我在心里面我很大的纠结了一下。
And when I read this Ten Commandments, the fifth one, I was shocked in my heart.
因为圣经是讲我们要孝顺父母。
And the Bible mentioned that we need to honor our parents.
但是在这之前讲的是什么？
But before that, what God said.
是我们跟神的关系。
And the first four commands talk about our relationship with God.
自此以后我的生命不再一样了。
And from there, I kind of my life changed.
因为我知道说，如果跟神关系不对的时候，跟人的关系也不会对。
Because I know if I don't have a good relationship, a right relationship with God, I cannot have a right relationship with people.
如果我不在爱神的时候，我不晓得怎么爱我的父母。
If I don't love God, I don't know how to love my parents.
我不爱神的时候，我不晓得怎么爱我的妻子。
I don't love God, I don't know how to love my wife.
我不想爱神的时候，我不想怎么爱我的孩子。
If I don't love God, I don't know how to love my children.
这本圣经讲的，不只是要爱人，更重要的是要认识造你的主。
And it's not only love people, but you need to know the one who created you, your creator.
我们讲到爱的时候，我们通常只注意到说要爱邻舍如同自己。
When we talk about love, a lot of times we'll focus on you love your neighbor.
但是更重要的是我们要尽心尽心尽力爱主你的神。
But in front of it is you love your Lord with all your heart and with all your soul, with all your strength and with all your mind.
当讲爱的时候，我们最不愿意讲的就是惩戒。
And when we talk about love,the things we don't want to talk about is the discipline.
希伯来书十二章六节，因为主所爱的，他必管教凡鞭打凡所收纳的儿子。
Hebrews 12:6 said, because the Lord disciplines the one who loves and chastens everyone that he accepts as his son.
因为我一直在思想爱这个问题。
Because I've been thinking about the issue of love.
我们在教会里面讲爱的时候，
we talk about love in church.
我们很不愿意谈管教。
And we hardly would talk about discipline.
我们在家里谈爱的时候，
And at home when we talk about love,
我们都是带着管教。
A lot of times we do have a discipline.
今天你小孩子犯错事的时候，
If your child got something wrong,
你会就让他 let go 吗？
You probably don't let him go.
你会想办法去规劝他，去劝导他。
You will think about try to teach him and discipline him or her.
当教会的弟兄姐妹犯错的时候，
and when church brothers and sisters got a problem,
你会说我们要用神的爱来包容他。
And you say we'll help them, contain them because of God's love, tolerate them by God's love.
有些时候我们说要惩戒。
A lot of times we said,There's need a discipline.
你会说神是爱，我们不应该这么做。
And he said, "Well, that God is love, we shouldn't do that."
但是如果你把自己的家跟神的家两个放在一起看的时候，
But if you put your home and God's family put together,
如果你在家里有管教，我那你在教会没有管教的时候，一个就是说你家里面没有所谓神的爱。
So if you're at your home, you have a discipline, and if you're in the church, you don't have a discipline.
还是说在你教会里面不是一个真实的爱？
And it's sort of like either if we do differently, then either your home doesn't have a true love, or church doesn't have a true discipline.
所以当我们讲爱的时候，
So when we talk about love,
那我们思想我们怎么去爱我们家里的人？
And think about how do we love ourfamily members.
那我们是使用同样的方式去爱教会的人。
And we use the same way to love church members, church family.
求神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
让我们真知道主是爱。
And let us truly know that the Lord is love.
但是让我们更知道说我们要先爱主。
And make us know that we need to love the Lord first.
讲到我最后总算是快讲完了。
All right, this is the end. Why?
Why 的时候就讲到说要顺服。
And it talk about the yield and it talk about submit.
讲到顺服的时候就已经就讲了一个问题，到底谁顺谁啊？
And we always talk about submit, and in the family, we always talk about this: who submit to who.
我想很多夫妻都经历很多事情。
And I think our couples probably experience a lot of things.
尤其在浴室里面。
And in the bathroom.
你那个卫生纸，你到底是要这样放还是这样放
？Your toilet paper, how should you put the toilet paper? This way or that way?
你挤牙膏的时候，你到底是从中间挤，还是从前头挤？还是从
中间挤？ And you squeeze your toothpaste from the middle or in the bottom.
先生有先生的想法，太太有太太的意见。
And husband has his own idea, wife has her own thoughts.
谁顺服谁？
So who submit to whom?
先顺服神。
We got submit to God first.
雅各书四章七节，我们一起来念。故此，你们要顺服神，不要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就离开你们跑了。我们谈到顺服的时候，我们要先想到不是先生听我的，或是太太听我的，而是不是我是听神的。
We'll talk about submit at home. Let's don't think about husband submit to wife, wife submit to husband first. Let's think about we submit to God first.
以弗所书五章二十一节，我们一起同声来念：要当存敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。当我们有办法顺服神的时候，我们才有办法顺服人。
When we can submit to God, then we have a way to submit to each other.
我们顺服的时候，不只在教会里面顺服。
When we submit, we're not only in the church.
我们在家里一样是顺服的。
At the church, we should also be submit.
因为我们是顺服主。
Because we have a submit to God.
求神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
当我们讲到 family 的时候，
we'll talk about the family.
我们思想我们在家里做的在教会也没有做，我们在家里不做在教会是不是做了？
Let's think about what we do at home. Do we do it at church? Or we don't do at home, we do at church.
我们在教会不能做，我在家里是不是做了？我在教会应该做，是家里是没有做。
In the church I cannot do. Do I do it at home? Or church I should do, did I do it at home as well?
教会是个家。
And the church is a family.
我们这里家也是一个家。
A family is a family.
但是这两个家是合在一起的，不是一个是六天，一个是一天的。
And these two families should be combined together. It's not just one day for this family and six days for the other family.
在这个家中，最重要的是有神在其中。
And this family, this united family, the most important is God there.
那我们理解念耶稣雅记第二十四章第十五节后半度，热情至于我和我家，我必定侍奉耶和华。我和我家必定侍奉耶和华。
As my me and my household will serve the Lord.
我和我家不是只有礼拜天侍奉耶和华。
Me and my family household, it's not just serve the Lord on a Sunday.
我和我家是每天都侍奉神。
And every day we serve the Lord.
当我每天侍奉神的时候，就没有所谓的自己的家跟教会的家。
And when I serve the Lord, then there is no my own family or church family.
因为不管是个人家或是神的家，就是一个家。
Whether our own family and church family, that should be combined together.
那我们去思想，当我们谈到 family 的时候，我想到是哪样一个家？
And let's think about this. And when we talk about family, what kind of family I'm thinking about?
很多时候，我们把教会当成是礼拜天的教会。
And sometimes we think church is the Sunday church.
求神帮助我们。
And may the Lord help us.
这个家永生神的家不只只有在教会
This church this eternal God's church
不只在这个 building 当中
It's not only in this building
也在我们自己的家里中
It's also in our own home
我们低头我们祷告
Let's bow our head and pray
好的父神我们献上感谢心
Heavenly Father we give our thanks
感谢你让我们有个家
Thank you, you give us a family.
也更感谢你让我们是有一个属灵的家。
And also, we even more thank you that you give us a spiritual home.
这真的是让我们知道这个家是以神为主的。
And let us know this home is, God is on the top.
让我和我家一生都来侍奉神。
So that me and my household can serve the Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
So to pray in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.